Hey guys, gals, what's up? Happy Friday. Hopefully your Friday is going awesome and you are getting everything done that you need to get done before the weekend. So had a funny conversation today and thought I wanted to pass it on and kind of the ridiculousness of it all. But I know a guy who he's an electrical contractor and he is horrible at project management. He is not very good at it at all. Doesn't know really, I don't know. He's been in business for a while, and somehow he's stayed in business, and good for him, I guess. But he really struggles with the management of his projects. And anyways, heard another story today about him and his go-to line. His go-to line is, "I'm gonna sue you," and usually it's because he has managed things so poorly and he has not planned things and he has overpromised his customers to the point where he'll order a piece of equipment, a piece of gear, and he will tell the end user that he will have the project, whatever it may be, up and running about the time that the gear is actually supposed to ship. Not even when it's supposed to deliver, but he'll promise a finish date on the day that the stuff is supposed to ship. And so then it comes back on the distributor, then he goes back on the manufacturer and says, basically anybody that's upline from him or whatever that hasn't gotten him what he thinks that he needs, he's gonna sue him. His go-to thing is, "Well, I'm gonna sue you. This is gonna keep me back on this project this long. It's gonna cost me this much. I'm gonna sue you. This, that. I'm gonna ruin your company." You know, I've heard him say that he's gonna. That's probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. But said he's gonna sue Square D and try to put them out of business, which you guys all know. Nobody's putting Square D out of business anytime soon. So, anyways, point being. He sounds like an idiot when he gets mad and he starts throwing around, "I'm gonna sue you, I'm gonna sue you," especially when it's his fault. So just encourage you to get your project management game on and do your best to plan ahead and not overpromise. You know, there's the old saying, under promise and over deliver. That's so true in many of these cases. If you're told that the equipment's not going to be there for 4 to 6 weeks, tell your end user it's not going to be here for 6 to 8 weeks. And then when it gets there in 5 weeks, you're over-delivering. You've under-promised and over-delivered, and everybody's happy and maybe even a little bit surprised. So anyways, don't be so happy, and don't, especially don't make yourself look like an idiot and just start saying you're going to start suing everybody in the heat of the moment when you really don't have any legs to stand on and you know that you're not going to do it. You know that you wouldn't win even if you tried. It just makes you look bad. It makes your company look bad. And there's just, I don't know. It's not helping the trade out at all. So one of the things that I'm trying to do is improve the trade one apprentice at a time. So in the description, I put a link to the apprentice guide. You can get your free issue of that and you can check it out and let me know what you think. And a lot of good information in there. Covers things like code questions and rules for electricians, tips and tricks for electricians, lots of different things, questions for apprentices, there are questions that apprentices ask, and all kinds of good stuff. So anyways, just wanted to slip that in there and let you know about that. If you haven't signed up and taken that opportunity to get your free issue, then go ahead and hit that link. It'll take you over there, put your email address in, and that'll tell me where to send it. So anyways, guys, don't be suing anybody today because you screwed up. Make sure and just try to do better tomorrow and do a little better at playing the game and working it right and being the best that you can be. So hope you guys have a great Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. Till next time, stay grounded.